I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on the fan. Our boy, Ryan Clary, assistant producer.
Yeah, he did.
Triumphant return to the studio. He's a bit winded. He's very sweaty. Janice was very nice when she said he was a 5 out of 10. I would not.
In sweatiness. She wasn't like giving a hot or not, great as looks kind of thing.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah. I just want to be clear to people.
No, I thought that was kind of understood, but I'm glad that you stepped in. I would not give him a bro hug for the accomplishment.
No.
It's all Nux, but I'm very proud of him. He's having Gatorade right now. He has requested the segment to get his bearings down, get in the air conditioning.
We're willing to grant that.
And so we will talk with him at 4:25 before we move on with the show to see how he felt about his performance. He did outshoot Ben Simmons. You can see a picture of him returning with the sheet that was kept to show that he was 45 for 100 from the foul line at Grant H. Paulson right now. But it is time for our Beltway Blitz, so let's get it started.
Is it Zuckerman?
We start with Mark Zuckerman, who covers the Nationals for MassinSports.com. Mark, I want to talk Kyle Schwarber with you. 5 homers last 2 games. How about 9 homers in 10 games? A lot of this started when he became the leadoff batter for this team, but this is the best power surge we've ever seen by a National. Absolutely unbelievable. What do you make of it?
I make of it, guys, is that he's carrying the lineup right now, and that if not for him, we'd still be talking about how they aren't hitting with runners in scoring position, how Juan Soto can't get a ball in the air, how Josh Bell is still kind of hit or miss. So, I mean, he has been a saving grace for them. Obviously, the pitching was great during the homestand, but if not for Kyle Schwarber, the 9 home runs and doing what he's doing at the leadoff spot, I think there'd be a completely different narrative with the team right now. He has, at least offensively, single-handedly, helped resurrect this team over the last week.
Well, Mark, you mentioned this pitching staff. I want to hone in on this. Their starting rotation has an ERA of 2.14 in the month of June. That's pretty much, it's without Stras, pretty much without Scherzer for most of that. How is this happening? How is this possible? I know that's not sustainable, certainly, because that's, you know, it's not 1968 and guys aren't scuffing the ball with thumbtacks and you know, cutting boards, but it's amazing how they're pitching, and it's given them a chance to have Kyle Schwarber bop a couple runs in.
Well, this is the best pitching year in majors since 1968, Danny, so maybe it isn't as far away from that year as we thought. But, no, it's not going to sustain like that. But the good news is that Scherzer's coming back tomorrow. That's going to make a huge difference. And in theory, Strasburg is coming back at some point, so that will help as well. I think Eric Fetty has been tremendous, and he's pitching with a confidence that he hasn't had before, throwing a cutter up in the zone that they actually strike hitters out instead of just relying on sinkers down to try to get ground ball. So I think that's been a big part of it. I think Corbin finally looks like his old self. It's 2 starts in a row now that he has looked really good. Velocity's up. The slider has movement again. And Don Lester, you know, if you just look at, like, every inning, you're thinking, man, he's trying to pitch out of a jam all the time, but he keeps getting out of it. And there is something to that. This is a guy who knows how to pitch and isn't going to be fazed by anything. And so I think what he has done has been really significant too. So are all those guys going to keep this up? No, but with Scherzer coming back, I think there's reason to believe that this still can be a top pitching staff. And we've known, you know, for a decade now, if the Nats win, it's because they have great starting pitching, and that's why they are winning right now.
Mark, they have won 8 of 10, and it seems to have spun the narrative completely, as you said. But they're an unsustainable, unbelievable heater from Schwarber, kind of away from being exactly what they were throughout. And they've still minus 12 in margin here and fourth in the division. I mean, should we feel differently? Like a week and a half ago, everyone's saying sell, sell, sell. And now we're all talking ourselves into, well, this could be a team that makes the run again. But it looks like East or bust, and the Mets on paper are going to get healthier and seem better.
Yeah, what I'd say is the truth is probably somewhere in the middle of all that, Grant. You're never as bad as you look when things are awful, and you're never as good as you look when things are great. So I don't know that what we just saw for the last week is sustainable across the board, but I also knew they were better than what we had seen for a lot of the year. So here's the thing. For the most part, we've seen what the formula is. You get great pitching, which they've done for the most part, and like I said, you're getting Scherzer back. Maybe Daniel Hudson comes back as well, though the bullpen's been excellent without him. You do that, you play great defense, which they've done all along. That's been the one constant all year. And if you just start getting a couple of hits with runners in scoring position, and I've got to believe eventually that changes, because there's just no way this team can be that bad with runners in scoring position with the bases loaded. You start doing that, you're flipping games that you were losing 2-1, and now you're winning them 3-2. So I do think there's a path there. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I feel a lot better about them today than I did a while ago. And I think the path is, it's narrow, but I think it's a path they could take if they just clean up a couple little things and keep pitching well.
Yeah, like a sack fly with the bases loaded once a month. It'd be amazing. Mark, you're the best, buddy.
Nice.
Thanks so much for dropping on with us, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Talk some hoops, please, Darius. Abel Wallace, Washington Post, covers those Washington Wizards. Ava, the entire Wallace fortune is at stake. You have to wager it. Who would you bet on as the next head coach of the Washington Wizards?
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to ask me about Ben Simmons. This is way better.
Much easier. Yeah.
Much easier. First of all, I'm not tying the fortune to any one NBA team. I got to diversify my options. TBD right now, honestly. That's my honest answer. And I don't know if the Wizards have a set name in mind yet either.
Who should be on the top of the list? Let's just talk interviews then. I mean, where should they go with this search? Who should be on, who shouldn't be on the list?
Yeah, they have to kind of compile a really diverse, really broad list of names, because I think this franchise is at a really interesting crossroads. They've got to get a coach that's got to be ready to kind of be in win now mode, because we've got, you know, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, you've got your core and everything, and you've got to be ready to get a coach who can go the other direction if need be. Also, not necessarily someone who's all in on a rebuild right away, but someone who can kind of, you know, go that direction if the tide turns in a year. So, you know, the names that have been coming out so far are kind of all the names that everybody's seeing. Sam Castle out of Philadelphia, you got to talk to Becky Hammon, you got to talk to Kara Lawson, all these things. And I have been told the Wizards are very open-minded about interviewing at least one, probably more than one woman. But I think they're still compiling the list, and I think it's going to be a really long, really eccentric list right now, honestly.
Basketball-wise, they're kind of tied, you know? I mean, the luxury tax is always a possibility. They paid it once and didn't go so hot. So, you know, we're hearing that Tommy Shepard's got autonomy to kind of make whatever moves he wants to improve the basketball team, but they're pretty landlocked, Ava. What do they need? What might they do? And sort of, you know, how open is that menu?
They need defense, 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 defense. They need that because they know they need that, and they need that because Bradley Beal very plainly said they need that. So now they really need it. But, you know, you got to have someone with defense, and I think you have to have a coach with a vision, and that's something else Tommy Shepard said. And I know that sounds kind of like, well, obviously you got to get a coach who, you know, who has some sense of direction, but it's really important when you're trying to attract people to D.C., and that's something else that is kind of everything people have been talking about. It's what Bradley Beal's been saying. You know, he's getting to recruiting, and it's what Tommy Shepard says this team wants to be a destination. I think one thing about Scott Brooks was that, for all his X's and O's, and say what you want about his on-court decisions, is I don't know if you could point to one thing and say this is, you know, the dream he has for the identity of this team. So I think that's something that they really want to get back to.
Ava, I always have felt kind of like if you don't have LeBron or a guy like LeBron, you got no chance in the NBA. And this is really refreshing what's happening right now with a Western Conference final. Clips, even though they're kind of a super team they put together, but Phoenix up a game to nothing. Now Atlanta's in the conference final, which is nuts, and they're playing Milwaukee, who got by the Avengers, who fell apart. As a Wizards fan, should I feel like it is possible? Like they could accidentally stub their toe and get into the Final Four? Is that something I should be thinking about?
I think you should be feeling really good about the future of the NBA and feeling good about, I think a young team can do it, you know, someone like the Hawks. But you got to keep in mind, you know, for every Devin Booker you have, he's got Chris Paul in his ear every single night. I think they showed him on FaceTime in the tunnel with someone last night. And I was like, that guy's definitely talking to Chris Paul right now. So you have to have kind of the really good balance. And I think as a Wizards fan, if I were a Wizards fan, I might say, like, man, these guys got to do it now. They got to do it while Bradley Beal is in his prime, and they've got to do it, you know, while they have the veteran presence on their team and everything like that. But it's certainly fun to watch.
Evan, thank you. Have an awesome week.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate the time. Let's talk a little Washington football team, please. All righty, Chip Briere joins us to do that very thing, to talk about the Washington football team. Chip, how confident are we? How sure are we that Ryan Fitzpatrick starts, injury notwithstanding, but starts 17 games?
I'm at about a 70% on that, because he's had so many injuries in the past that's kept him out a couple of weeks. And I'm pretty sure we've done a call like this on the Beltway Blitz where we talked about the percentage. I'm just bringing it up now more because it seems as though he's in a really good place physically. He's had a full reps at camp, and he's just happy and continues to work. So I put it at 70%.
What happened to Kyle Allen? Ron Rivera in an interview recently talked about watching Fitzpatrick and Heinicke, kind of singled those two guys out.
I think it's just a matter of Kyle Allen is still coming back from injury. And even if he's out there on the field and throwing passes, which is a huge accomplishment and a surprise to all of us when we saw him at voluntary OTAs, you know, he's still got some catching up to do, because Taylor Heinicke has a playoff game under his belt. He's healthy, and he's looking better in terms of physicality. So, yeah, Kyle Allen just has to keep working at it, and training camp will be a really good opportunity for him to catch up to Heinicke in the backup role.
I know sacks aren't everything, and it's, you know, there's a million and one metrics to try to judge pass rush, but the two bookends, where this defense is built around, Montez Sweat and Chase Young. What's a realistic expectation for those two guys this year?
Combined, I think they could get to about 12, 15 sacks, maybe slightly more. I'd put in like the range of 12 to 17 between those guys, just because they continue to get better. But what's so great about those guys is that they can mix up their looks at who gets to the quarterback. It doesn't always have to be Chase Young get to the quarterback. You know, they can try and disguise their looks so that the offensive line can't figure out which guy's going where. That's the huge advantage that Washington has defensively.
Are you more excited about the offense or the defense this season?
I'm more excited about the offense, just because this is the most potential and the most optimism we've had around this offense in a really long time. We know what the defense is going to be. We know where they can end up, and that's certainly exciting. But in terms of the unknown, that's what makes me most excited, because you want to see what you've got. You know what you have defensively, but you don't know what you have on offense particularly.
Chip, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it, too. Have a great week.
No problem. Real quick, mundane thing I hate to do, eat cereal.
But are you afraid of cereal?
Doesn't give you anxiety.
Yes. I like, my skin crawls.
Why?
I vomit when I eat it.
What?
Yes.
Why?
I just can't stand it. I literally can't stand it. It just gives, it's sugar and milk and just tastes like mush. It's gross. And I'm actually getting a little sick talking about it now, but I wanted you to have that one.
Wow. Thank you, buddy. I'll have it.
Thank you, Chip. That changed a lot of things there out of nowhere.
Like, so the entire genre, all cereal, he says no.
Now, you know I eat my cereal dry.
Right.
For the reason that he referenced. Milk and the breaded cereal, the idea of that is gaggable to me.
Right. So you two are the aliens.
Well.
Milk on cereal is perfect.
I wouldn't put me in Chip's camp.
Well.
I've eaten Fruit Loops out of a cup. Now, if you ask me, when is the last time you've eaten cereal? 24 years ago? Something like that?
Unbelievable.
But does it give me anxiety? No, I just don't want to eat it. It's not for me. And if I did eat it, I would eat it dry. I would eat Fruit Loops out of a cup or, you know, that's not true, because EMP 180 has a really tasty, like those Cheerio type things that they have.
Yeah, the little cocoa wheels.
Exactly. And I'll eat those out of the bag. But again, no milk. I'll just pour those right out of the bag. I'll cut the top corner and I'll just pour them right into my gullet. So I have eaten that. But other than those little pouches from EMP 180, which are very tasty, I haven't eaten cereal in years and years and years, man. G&D on the Fan. We will check in with Ryan, assuming, I haven't seen him in a few minutes. Did he kill over?
He's taking a break?
I mean, he did not look good, I'll say that. His face was as red as an apple.
He wasn't running suicides or anything, was he? Just shooting free throws?
Dude, it's hot outside.
I know it's hot.
He did say that on the pavement, like at the court, he suggested it was 105 to 110 degrees. And there's probably something to that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that there's no hiding on that court either.
Like, I was worried. I was like, what, was it packed? Were there a lot of people over there? Of course, it was all to himself. It's way too hot to be outside. This is one of those days where Doug Cameron is basically being like, stay inside.
Stay indoors.
Unless you're Ryan and you got to go have your Wilt Chamberlain moment. Or you put up 100. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will check in with Ryan. And I want to follow up on that topic I just brought up with Chip. Are you more excited about the Washington football team offense or defense? Next on G&D.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We're a little over a month away from the start of the Washington football team's training camp. They're going to spend a week in Richmond this year. Otherwise, they'll be training at their facility. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Wanted to take the temperature from you guys on who you're more excited about, offensive or defensive sides of the ball. Danny and I actually, when throwing this around before the show, disagree on this a little bit, so it could make for a fun discussion. We'll get into that in just a sec. But Ryan is back from the bathroom. I think he laid on the floor, and he said he put cold washcloths all over himself. So you look like you had a tough go of it out there.
It's overheated, bro.
It was hot. Like, I mean, I just checked the weather right now, and it was 91 degrees. But on a blacktop, I think it has to be 5 degrees hotter out there. I think it has to be.
Well, it's 100%.
Oh, at least, yeah.
At least 5 degrees hotter.
Exactly.
I would say the heat index, like, there are times on an AstroTurf field or whatever back in the day.
10 to 20 degrees, watch, man.
Yeah, it's like 120 on the field, and it's like 97 degrees outside or whatever.
When they put that camera at field level at the old vet, you could see like the waves coming off
the
of heat.
Steam.
Yeah.
So it had to be just gross outside.
It was so hot.
I was not expecting you to look like you did when you got back, in fairness. I kind of regretted even asking you to do it. Janice said, oh, he looks fine. Like, he's not that sweaty. You look like death when you walk back in here. Like, just getting through the 100 shots was a grind, it seems like.
So, you know, like, when you're walking past, like, a construction site, and then you're, like, breathing in that, like, hot, heavy asphalt? I, like, had that three different times walking back here, and it just made me want to puke.
There's a lot of construction between here and there.
There is.
Yeah.
That's true. But let's get to the point at hand here. You're a better free throw shooter than Ben Simmons.
Better than Ben Simmons.
Better. I am
so
better.
So you think about this when you go to bed tonight, Ryan. You, Ryan Clary, better foul shooter than an NBA player who makes tens of millions and millions of dollars.
I do feel good about myself now. I'm not going to lie.
If Scott Brooks wanted to hack a Clary in a playoff game, it would backfire on him faster than doing that to Ben Simmons would. Think about that.
Less effective on Clary.
This has to give you a whole new confidence in your life. That you're a better foul shooter than Ben Simmons.
It has. I mean, it's opened up my world right now. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be getting too many calls, maybe from the G League, that could pop in and be like, hey, Ryan, you going to come work out? I'd be like, sure. But who knows?
Well, now this is the part where you have to say that you shot 45% from the line.
Better than 33.
So I don't think the G League's calling anytime soon. They're not looking for 45% foul shooters.
No, they're not in the market for that. They are, though, in the market for a guy that if he doesn't want to eat what his mom makes him, could say, I'm better than Ben Simmons. Make something else. You could say that at home now.
So I was going to – here was my big plan. Yeah. I'm offering this to you right now. My guess is it's going to backfire on me because after you deal with, like, that much heat, he can't even think about food. I was going to buy you whatever dinner you wanted tonight so that you don't have to rush home and eat what mom makes, because I know your favorite thing in the world is to not do that and to get dinner on the way. I was going to get your dinner as a celebration and as a congrats for you out shooting Ben Simmons.
How about that?
Well, we have a little issue with that. Mom already texted me. She asked me what I wanted for dinner, and I asked her. She was at La Madeleine, and I was like, hey, give me a chicken Caesar salad. I need something light and just cold when I get back, and that's what I want. So she's already handled it, and no complaining from me.
There you go.
Maybe our little intervention here has really helped the relationship between Ryan and his mom.
He turned himself around. Probably, he may have even said thank you in that text.
If you want, did you say thank you?
I did.
Yeah!
Oh, boy. If you want to see any pictures of the chronicling of Ryan's out shooting Ben Simmons, shooting 45% from the line, they're all available for you at Grant H. Paulson. I can't say there was never a doubt. Initially, there was no doubt. When you went 3 for your first 13, we all behind the scenes here were very, very nervous in that commercial break. But when we came back and you had found your stroke, we all felt good again. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
In the future, anything that you would do differently? Do you think if you tweaked a couple things, you could maybe get over 50%? What would you try to change about the experience?
Honestly, if I were to change one thing about the experience, one, I'd have a better ball, first off. The ball was really bad. And it was, you know, I needed that spider tack to help grip that ball because mine is so worn down. But then second off, I'd do it inside because the heat was
in
like...
a gym.
It was killing me. I mean, like, I was through, like, 40 shots, and I'm like, how many more do I have? 60? Oh, God.
Just putting them up
was tough. Yeah, I was just like...
Think about
just laboring, yeah.
Ben Simmons is doing it at room temperature. That's the other thing.
That's the other part.
And he's just casually shooting at 70 degrees. My favorite thing in the world right now, in my life, though, is all these people that are very triggered by doing this, who are saying things like, I'm pretty sure practice Ben Simmons shoots 70%. Have your buddy do some up-downs or run around for 30 minutes and then try to do it. Or just have the NBA player shoot more than 34% and leave me alone immediately. These people that are all bothered, like, Ben Simmons wouldn't shoot 34% if he was on that court all by himself. Or he would. Now go away.
Yeah, or he did it in NBA playoff games, and he's the reason the number one seeded 76ers are going home.
If you're triggered and bothered because I'm making fun of Ben Simmons shooting 34% and my guy Ryan can outshoot him, go away from me right now and never talk to me again. How about that? If I had to sign someone tonight in a game 7 to knock down 2 free throws late in the game and I either had Ben Simmons or Ryan Clary, I'm signing Ryan Clary.
I don't feel great about either option, to be honest with you.
I'm not telling you I want Clary to play 40 minutes.
I'm not booking my tickets to the finals just yet.
Either Ben Simmons or Ryan Clary has to step up to the line tonight and hit 2 free throws to send you to the NBA Finals. Who are you signing?
I would prefer Ryan Clary
to Ben Simmons. Of course you would. We just learned that.
We just learned it.
These people are like, this guy couldn't shoot it with the pressure. Shh, shh. NBA player shot 34%. You don't get to defend him. There is no defending that. Why try to defend the guy who can't shoot 35% from the line at the NBA level? Just stop. Defend someone that needs defending. There are people in need of defense. Ben
right.
Simmons is not one of them. Just wear this one.
No, yeah, no one's impugning the overall game. No one's saying it's not interesting that a 6'10 guy can handle the ball that way. It's not what anyone's saying.
If I'm sitting here telling you Ryan can defend 4 positions, or I'd rather have him on the defensive end than Ben Simmons, call in and clown me. But when I say Ryan is a better free throw shooter, it means Ryan is a better free throw shooter. That's what that means. So just wear it and take it. Enjoy it. Wrap it up if you want with some lettuce and eat it. That's what you got to do there. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Congratulations. We played it's not are you smarter than a fifth grader. It's are you a better free throw shooter than the NBA player? And you are. Hopefully that gives you some more confidence. All right, Danny, you're more excited. Offense versus defense. Different side of the ball than I am this year. What do you got?
Defense. The offense, we're excited because it's better than dreadful. It's still not good. It's better than unacceptable. It's better than an embarrassment. It's better than the bottom of the league. It's better than you don't have a realistic chance to do anything special because your offense is limited and you don't have a quarterback. This defense has a chance. If you get growth from Montez Sweat and Chase Young, who combined for 16 and a half sacks last year, if that's in the mid-20s, that's 25, 26, 27. If Matt Ioannidis returns to form and is able to stay healthy, a guy that was their best pass rusher two seasons ago when he was healthy, look at the pressures, look at the sack totals, look at the quarterback hits and everything else, this group has a chance to be devastating. This group has a chance to win them games. Not just, hey, it'd be nice if you come up with a play, but you go back to some of the games that they didn't step up, like where they got put in a bad spot against Cleveland and got run all over by Nick Chubb and company, where Detroit did whatever the hell they wanted, where Tampa Bay did whatever they wanted in the playoff game. You start to eliminate those games, and you have a group that's consistently excellent and really, really good. Not just some great spots, not just playing Pittsburgh at the right time or playing the Giants a couple times when they got no weapons. That group has a chance to be legitimate top of the league, not just better than they were. That's the exciting unit. That's where the star power is.
So when I talk excitement, there is a level of just intrigue. There is an unknown, to your point. There is, with less certainty, kind of a fascination that leads into my excitement. I have a pretty good feel that the defense will be very solid. I also think there is a chance, if these are sliders, so you think of like a audio board.
Yep.
You know, you can either go up or down with faders. The defense fader, I think, comes down. The offense fader goes up. Now, is the defensive fader going to be higher still than the offensive fader? In other words, is the defense going to be better than the offense? I would bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of improving that can be done. You could slide the offensive fader up a bunch of inches and not hit the top. You can't do that with the defense, which was really good and ranked in the top five in almost every single category. But I'm more excited for the offense because I don't know what it can become. I'm more excited for the offense because of some of the new faces and new places. Curtis Samuel, Charles Leno, getting Eric Flowers back. Moving Cornelius Lucas over, having a new quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, you're talking about 4/11 maybe of the starters being brand new for the first game, maybe even five if they go with like a two tight end set or something like that. Then additionally, Sam Cosmi's probably going to start a bunch of games, a second round pick. De'Ami Brown, the third round wide receiver, probably going to play a bunch. Is this the year where we see something out of Antonio Gandy-Golden possibly? Does Adam Humphries, who they signed in the slot, end up catching a bunch of passes and getting a rack of targets because they kick Samuel outside more often than we're anticipating? Does the fourth-round rookie at tight end, John Bates, contribute? If it's not Fitzpatrick, and let's say he gets hurt or benched and it's Heinicke, that's a whole new
another level of intrigue,
intrigue, excitement. So part of it, I guess, could be unknown, but if you're just asking me point blank, who am I more excited to watch, offense or defense? Not who do I think is going to be better, but like, first practice, I get to go to one field and watch. I'm going to the offensive field. First game, I've got to, you know, go to the refrigerator or miss a couple things. Maybe that's during the defense, not the offense. What about you guys? What do you think about this? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Are you more excited by the offense or the defense right now?
Defense for me. And it's because they've got a chance to be truly elite. The offense just simply better than it was. The defense has a chance to be great, and that's exciting.
I'm saying offense, and I also do think there is a little bit more ceiling maybe than we're speculating. Like, what if Fitzpatrick's last couple seasons that he's played, and you add it up, it's like 1 year of football, but it's outstanding. It's close to 30 touchdowns, a little over 10 picks with over 4,000 passing yards. It's top half the league, you know, in that 8 to 14 range of quarterback play. What if that carries over? What if he ends up being really, really good? Or maybe it's Heinicke, and he is who some of these callers who you and I roll our eyes at think he is, which is a stellar starting quarterback in the NFL somehow, and they've struck gold with this guy. What if Curtis Samuel ends up being one of the biggest splash acquisitions on the offensive side of the ball in the league? I think that's possible. We could be skeptical of it because it doesn't really happen at that position for this team. But you'd have him, very exciting, with McLaurin. In fact, SI wrote a piece recently where they speculated that Washington could have the fastest offense in the league this year. To me, the word fast is synonymous with dynamic. Like, fast, synonymous with big play.
You can't stop all of it.
Totally. Fast means exciting. So it goes beyond just not knowing. There is also an on-field element to me where I kind of like what they've done on the offensive line, minus the Moses departure. I like that they've added at tight end. I think receiver has a chance to be the best group they've had at that spot in years, and they've upgraded a quarterback. So that's fun for me. What do you guys think? We'll see where you come in on this. 800-636-1067. Are you more excited by the O or the D as we get close to training camp? Darris, it's happening. Chalk this up for 525. So Danny just tried to casually kind of build up with his story as to why he's ordering bike shorts. He's doing it. He said on the show he was going to start biking, to which point I said, when will you start wearing like spandex biker outfits and everything? He's like, I would never do that.
Yeah, still... It's irresponsible that the bike people do the like weird bike tops and nothing but
bike
shorts.
You'll be doing all of it.
I need.
Like, I would never do that. I'm like, I think you will. No, I would never. He's like, so I went for a 20-mile ride this weekend.
I did. I went for a 20-mile yesterday.
My butt's hurting. I think that's why the people are wearing those bike shorts. And I'm like, so when are you ordering yours? Jokingly. And he's like, yeah, I ordered them.
I haven't yet.
So this is his way of just kind of like, not that he needs my approval or anything. This is his way of being like, when you hear that I'm wearing these, don't Joan too hard. It's because my butt hurts me.
I'm telling you, it's weird to say, but we're just a few people talking. Like, my butt is really sore. Like, it hurts to sit down. It's very tender.
So when are you going to order your bike shorts?
I'm going to have to do it.
Never order.
I'm going to have to. Well, no, here's what I said. What I will not do is be the guy that's only wearing spandex bike short things and then a weird spandex top like I'm in a race. I'm not in a race. I'm just a pudgy guy trying to be less fat.
It's only been a month, and you're still quote unquote only a pudgy guy trying to be less fat.
Yeah.
And you're already starting to order the spandex shorts.
And now
so I
see.
Say, give it a few more months and maybe you'll be in the whole outfit.
I see your point. I get it. That's not happening.
It is happening.
The bike people, you look ridiculous. If you can hear my voice, you look ridiculous. Put a normal t-shirt on. I understand now the need for padded shorts. What I'm going to do is put the padded shorts underneath my regular shorts because regular shorts are so wonderful. What a wonderful gift
it's
to us all.
It's not that practical. I think
it's not about practicality now.
Soon enough, you're going to be just in those shorts.
Can't.
And then you're going to be just in the top.
Can't
just
do it.
You said before you weren't going to do what you're doing now. All I'm saying is give it time.
Hmm.
You'll come back to me with your next story about how you're chafing under your arms.
Maybe that's why they do it, honestly.
then you're
going to. The chafing. It becomes more practical.
Right. And you're going to be like, yeah, you won't believe I went on this 22-mile bike ride. My arms are hurting. That must be why they do it. So when are you going to order that? Well, I don't know. Maybe soon. It's going to be a lot of that, guy. You're a biker. Just you love it. You found a new thing.
Yes.
You're.
I like doing it.
Next thing you know, you're going to be in the whole outfit and like texting B. Mitch to go 63 miles on a Saturday. Just become the thing. You don't have to pretend like you don't love it. Just wear it.
I like riding my bike. I don't like bike outfit things.
You're going to be in a bike outfit soon. Don't fight it. It's just going to happen.
I'm fighting it.
We'll get into this a little bit deeper. Right. I want to take calls on offense or defense. What are people more excited about? Danny is going with defense. That's the better side of the ball based on last year. Should be the better side of the ball based on personnel this year. A lot more unknowns on the offense, though. Let's go to Dre in Manassas. Dre, what you got?
Well, first of all, Grant, you not eating cereal and milk, that's un-American.
It's amazing.
And Danny, you'll be in those shirts soon because you'll start putting your snacks in the shirt pockets and all that good stuff when you go 30, 40 miles. So that you're going to be wearing the shirt.
I'm telling you, it wouldn't even be a big deal, Dre, if he didn't like take the stances early on. It's just the hypocrisy.
Well, but Dre, here's what happens:
makes it worth tracking. Like if he just got into biking,
no,
it was. But he's like he's making fun of bikers for years and what they wear, and now in 3 months he'll be wearing all the same stuff. That's why
it's
interesting.
Because you start riding 30, 40 miles, you're going to start wanting snacks like a bar, power bar, things of that nature. And those shirts have all these pockets that make it easy accessible. So that's why you're going to start wearing them. Having said that, this is not necessarily a question, but I do think that, you know, whether they say defense wins championships, and I know at least for the first game of the season against San Diego, I'll be more interested in seeing what the defense does because I think that'll be a better tell for me in terms of how well the team may do. The offense may go on the field. They may have a good first game, score 30 points and so forth, but I don't necessarily think that might be indicative of the entire year. Whereas if the defense goes off and, you know, has a good game, I think that it's a good foreshadowing of what the season is going to present.
There's something to that. Like, if the defense has its best game and the offense has its best game, the defense might pitch a shutout and win 7-0 or whatever. Whereas I don't know if the offense's best game is hanging a 50-burger and being one of the best offenses in the league. Our buddy Guylo on Twitter just hit us up at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny with a link. He says, Danny, there's actually a bike seat that will fix your problem. You just want the shorts. We get it.
If it's a comfortable, but I don't want to like do mechanics on my bike and like switch things out and change stuff.
You would if you didn't want to wear the shorts.
You know what I want is like a foam cover. You know one of those things, you know what I'm talking about? Like you ever had that thing like in between mattresses, like in between your box spring and then the actual mattress whatever it is, that little, or the egg crate foam thing. I want that, but for a seat. I would do that.
I think you can get that.
Yeah, I want that.
But then you wouldn't get to wear your shorts.
Right, I don't want to wear the shorts.
And really, this is all just an elaborate big hoax so that you can start really fitting in and wearing your shorts.
I don't want them.
Let's go to Nicholas in Fredericksburg. Hey, Nicholas, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, dude.
Honestly, I'm doing the defense. I think Ron Rivera did a pretty good job sticking with the defense in this year's draft. I mean, the first overall pick, Jamin Davis, some people were, you know, a bit iffy on that pick, but I think it's a good idea to just stick with the defense. As you said, I believe that they can be elite, one of the, you know, top five, top three defenses in the league this year. The offense, I mean, the addition of Ryan Fitzpatrick, in my opinion, definitely a good addition, but I don't think they're going to be, you know, anywhere near the top, you know, competing with the Chiefs and, like, teams like that for, you know, best offense in the league. I'm definitely more excited for the defense.
Yeah, if we're just talking about where the two phases could or should rank if things work out, unequivocally, the D should be higher and better up than the offense. I mean, they've invested all of their first-round picks over the last several years on
four
that side
years,
of the ball.
Yeah.
Sweat, Payne, Allen, Young, now Jamin Davis. Of course, the defense should be outstanding. I'm not necessarily saying who's the better unit. I think that's a pretty easy conversation, and we don't need to take calls on that. You can be excited about the offense and not necessarily because they're going to rank in the top five in the league and be the Chiefs, to his point. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on the Fan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Grant. By the way, thanks for the shout-out last week for my kid. He got a real kick out of that.
Oh, you got it.
Yes, he did. He loved it. But I wanted to call and chime in about offense versus defense, but I'm much more intrigued by the prospect of Danny becoming what's known in the cycling culture as a mammal, and that is a middle-aged man in Lycra.
Yep.
The bike
is
shorts.
That a real thing?
It is. And this is
my
family has been just shooting that bullet at me for weeks.
What bullet?
They're like, "What's up, mammal?" Like my brother-in-law,
oh, really?
Sister-in-law. Yeah, everyone knows that it's coming.
No. This is such a thing. I'm telling you, it's 100%, Chris. I think desperately wants to do this.
Not at all.
But he's got to now pretend like he doesn't because he talked so adamantly out against it. So he's got this hypocrisy that he's fighting, and he doesn't know what to do with his arms.
It starts with the shorts because you're like, okay, I didn't want to, but chafage. I got to stop the chafage, right? So that's like a medical reason, which helps him justify it. Then it moves on to things like, well, you know, my nipples are chafing, and
yes,
I need moisture wicking. So that's when you get the top. Or what?
Exactly.
If you're really into it, you've got a nice kit, as they say. If he starts throwing around lingo like kit and moisture wicking, it's all over.
Then
he's
we'll
just
know.
A full-blown mammal at that point.
So the term is – so I can refer to you, it's a mammal?
Yes, it's a middle-aged man, so M-A-M, in Lycra.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. I had not heard of
that. Yeah, it's a thing.
That's great to know.
Like, my wife has been joning.
I want you to be 100% honest with me right now.
Of course I will.
Every bit we've ever done, thrown out this second.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing in the break right then, was that in any way to break the ice to let me know that you were getting these shorts?
No. And hand to God, just you and me talking.
Because what happened was you kind of were like, dude, I did this 20-mile bike ride, and like, it hurt. And I'm like, oh, dude, that sucks.
Because
I
was talking to you as I was sitting down. And, you know, you weren't looking up in the moment. But if you had looked up, you would have noticed me sitting down gingerly.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're
saying.
We've
had this exchange over and over.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Where I've joned and you've joned. And now, it's not like you need my approval. at all.
No, I understand.
But you, I think you were kind of trying to get me to come around to save some future Joning where you're like, and you literally, you go, I think that's why these guys get these bike shorts is the pain that I'm feeling right now. And a light bulb goes off in my head where I go, oh my God. He's
this
just trying
he's
to tell you he's getting the shorts. And so I just said, jokingly, when are you getting the shorts? And you made it seem like you'd already ordered them.
Which, I mean, I haven't. I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I can absolutely understand where you're coming from there. I could totally see how you put two and two together and got four. My thinking, as I'm sitting down in a weird way, now you happen to be looking at your computer screen. Totally reasonable you do that, by the way.
Yeah.
You've done nothing wrong here. Had you looked up and noticed, you might have gone, why is Danny sitting like that? Why is he lowering himself down very slowly onto the chair like he's getting into an ice bath? And that's why. It's because it's like my lower tailbone, top of the coin slot, is really sore. Like, really sore. Like, it's like that's where the pressure
but
all
went.
But
you're going to be buying the shorts.
And I sort of was joking, or I asked B-Mitch last week, and I'm like, how do you prevent that?
So that's the other part of this, is that you like to go up to B-Mitch and ask lots of questions.
It's the only thing I have to talk with about.
Right. Yeah. And in fact, that's true.
Know what I do.
Danny's thing in life in general, he'll find some small commonality and just run it into the ground with someone.
Yeah.
So like, if there's, let's just say, a mm-hmm. sales guy who we see in the kitchen once a month, and he knows that sales guy lived in Cleveland once, Danny will tell him
Cleveland bits
a story about how he opened up in Cleveland.
Look, I looked up a fact about Cleveland.
Exactly.
My friend ran a jeans company out of there.
Right,
Fractal
so
Jeans. Shout out
to him about Cleveland. So with B-Mitch, just to have something to talk to Brian Mitchell about,
yep.
You'll over talk about biking. But in this case, I do think you're taking the temperature on purchases. You're getting insight, and there's nothing wrong with this. You don't have to apologize to anyone if you just stop the tough guy routine that you juxtapose this with. Because that's where you're backing yourself into a corner.
I see what you're saying. But let me say this. When I first announced to the world, because I had to make an announcement, we had to do a press release over here at Team Rouillet, that I was going to be riding my bike, what's the first thing people do? They're not just like, oh, good for you. You're trying to better yourself. Good for you. You're trying to find a way to exercise. That's not what they do.
I think I did that.
I think people go, what's up, bike shorts guy? What's up, bike shorts and bike spandex guy?
I did two things.
Yeah. Fanny pack?
Here's why. If I start riding my bike tomorrow,
uh-huh.
I'm going to ride my bike around my neighborhood mm-hmm. for a little exercise.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
What everyone knew you were going to do is what's happening. Okay? You were going to become Mr. Biker.
No.
Yes.
Why?
It's just a thing that you're doing. I don't know why. Why are you doing it? No one knows. Are you about to buy spandex shorts? You are.
Well, now I'm not after all this.
You're totally going to. A month from now, are you going to buy a spandex shirt?
No.
You're totally going to do
that.
I'm
not buying a spandex shirt.
Are you going to talk to B-Mitch about it every single day?
Well, yeah, that's what
yes.
I'm doing. I talk to Eric Bickle every day for 6 months about a video game that his son used to play. I get an in with somebody. We'll start talking. I've talked to Jason Bishop about Top Golf and gambling stuff. He didn't care about me, but like I could talk to him about it.
We got to get to the 5 of 5, but yep. This is what I will tell you is, I think if you just pivot right now to just becoming what you are becoming.
Becoming mammal? Bike guy?
Yeah. This is what you want to be. This is
No,
what
it's not!
It is, though.
I don't want to be. I see them on their bikes, and they look so stupid.
But who biked 20-some miles yesterday?
I did.
For no reason.
Some reason, a little bit. I
mean, there's no reason. There's none. Not one reason in the world. Just let it happen. And stop being angry about mammals. You're a mammal. And then no one will bother you. If you never make fun of mammals again, we have no ammunition.
Yeah.
It's where you go, oh, those idiots over there wearing all that spandex. They're so dumb. I'll never be that guy. By the way, I just ordered spandex.
I ordered some
you
spandex for my legs.
That,
I get
it's
it.
It's tough for us.
I smell what you're cooking.
G&D on the fan. All right, let's finish up the calls on offense versus defense to start next segment, and we'll get to the 5 at 5 in our 5 o'clock top of the hour segment next. Grant and Danny. Grant and Mammal on the fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.